And having come here via South Africa from the United Kingdom, I must say it is an absolutely amazing island. 47 square miles packed full of delightful and varied scenery, wonderful food and very friendly people who are well administered by a thoroughly professional civil service and as a very effective and burgeoning private sector. It's particularly an honour for me to be able to speak to you on the 10th Radio Centralina Day. And I'm thrilled to be able to talk over shortwave because I see shortwave as being so much broader in its scope. Shortwave has tentacles, as it were, all over the world. It reminds me when I was at school, actually, quite a few years ago now, we used to fill balloons with hydrogen and let them float away from the school with messages on, asking people to let us know where they ended up. And I was at school in Hull, in England at the time, and I remember some ended up way down in the south of England, and we were fooled by them. And of course, shortwave has a much broader span than that. I know some of you will be listening in the very furthest corners of the world when one looks from Centralina. And Centralina itself, of course, is quite a small part of the world. But nevertheless, it's wonderful to think of the breadth. And I'm delighted to be associated with that. I'd like to thank each and every sponsor of Radio Centralina Day for enabling all this to happen. So thank you very much indeed, sponsors. And I wish to say every success and indeed the future of shortwave radio broadcasting from here every success.
I'm not so clear, Kaplan, seeing the Guardian, the governor of Centralina and its dependencies, which are Christian McKenna and Fenton, Governor Andrew Gurr. Let me bring you now a nice song. This one is called I Can See Clearly, and it's by Johnny Nash. I Can See Clearly Now, Johnny Nash. I'm gonna be right. was called I Can See Clearly Now by Danny Nurse. Now we have our first response from India. We are directing to India, and we have our first response by email. It comes from T.R. Rajesh. I hope I am pronouncing that word, the name correctly. T.R. Rajesh. Say, dear Laura, dear Lorraine, and Radio Cantina, I am listening to your annual broadcast with Sleepy Saxon on my Sony ICF-77. During last year of the broadcast, I heard your station and obtained a QSL. Thank you for that nice QSL. Also, my friend Mohammed Sami, as I'm afraid I can't pronounce that very long word. Is listening. Please play a song recorded to my BF friends, namely Anka Peterson, Alokesh Gupta, Edwin Salsal, Mohammed Kanan, Gautama Sharma, and Stefan, it looks like Jack Roby, and also for all Indian listeners. We are Reggie, Kerala, South India. Thank you for that message, Mr. Reggie. And let us know you are receiving us. To get your QSL card, well, you know how to get it. You had your same one last year. But the email address, you want to tell you what that is, email station.manager@kalanta.ca. And let me give you some more details. Our telephone number is 290-4654. That's our telephone number. And also our fax number is 290-4542. Our address is Radio Santa Helena, P.O. Box 24, Jamestown, Santa Helena Island. Let me give you that again. Radio St. Helena, P.O. Box 24, Jamestown, St. Helena Island. We are broadcasting on 11092.5 kHz USC. Now, another piece of music. This one is from Hulu Iglesias, and it's called Through All the Girls I've Loved Before. miles before by Phoenix and Glacier. We are directing to India at the moment. Phoenix Leopard, New Zealand. We are now directing to India. But we've had reports come in from Germany, from Belgium, from Tokyo in Japan, from Robert Cook in Central Western Australia. Sorry, Central Western Germany. That's got it right. We're going to be going to Australia some other time this evening. But from Robert Cook in Central Western Germany, he says, wonderful to hear you again. And wonderful to have your message, Robert. And from Vito in Belgium, reception quality is steadily rising. Nice to hear that as well. And we are broadcasting on shortwave, 11092.5 kHz, USB, that's upper sideband, and also on 1548 kHz, 194 meters in the medium wave band. And the message that just come, we are also being heard in Sweden, and also from NASA Tokyo in Japan. So nice to hear that we are being heard in other parts of the world itself, even though we aren't directing to India at the moment. I have a nice song coming up for you now, and this is called No Matter What, and it's being sung by Voicezone. So Voicezone with No Matter What. because no matter what, by voicing. A very popular thing, that is. And we have to say that so far, this broadcast is quite successful because of the messages that's coming in. We have a message from Martin in Germany, and he says, he listening since 1990. He's feeling a bit weak at the moment. From Gerald in Hamburg, North Germany, clear reception, fine sound. Hello from Douglas in North Germany, a very nice evening. And from EJ in the Netherlands, signal clear. And also, hello from Derek Lee. That's where they're really from. But congratulations for your anniversary. And thank you all for sending me your messages. We need to know that you are hearing us. Let us know how the reception is. And we are making a note of all of this because we hope you will send us your, or will put together a QSL card. And we will only reception report sent by Reagan and Mayor will be accepted. So that's very important to understand. We will only, if they come in by Reagan and Mayor, then of course we will be able to send you QSL card. Email or fax report will not be accepted for this. And return postage is required. Payment at least 3 IRC or 3 cents, $5 or €5 in banknotes are to be sent to the following address. And the address is Radio St. Helena, P.O. Box 24, Baytown, St. Helena Island, SPHL 166. And now, let's see what we have lined up for you. We're continuing to blow this again. It's crazy. raising by three oak places. And so, yes, we have heard now from someone else. This is from Horatio in Uruguay. And he says, and finds us, the experts worldwide are listening via a shortwave radio in Sweden, connected to the internet. That's nice to know as well. So we are being picked up in places like Uruguay, in Germany, North Germany, in France, in Tokyo, and in Belgium. And of course, earlier on we were directing to New Zealand. We presently are directing to Syria. But at the same time, we are being kept up in other places as well. Just once again, to let you know who to send your reports to, your reception reports to, sent by regular mail. And that's to Radio Centralina, P.O. Box 24, James Bond, Centralina Island, STHL 166. So I'm going to play a message for you now, another message. You heard one earlier on from his excellency, our governor, Governor Gare. And here's one now then from Isabel Peters. And Isabel Peters is our environmental coordinator. Here is Isabel.
This is Isabel Peters, the St. Helena Government Environmental Coordinator. The environment of St. Helena is both very unique and extremely fragile. Except for small islands, we have a high number of endemics. 45 endemic species of plants, 400 endemic invertebrates, 1 endemic land bird, and 10 endemic sea turtles. Most visitors to St. Helena are astounded by the breathtaking scenery and contrasting landscape. Often described as an emerald southern farm, St. Helena's environment today is a testament to human intervention and past environment folly. At the time of its discovery, the historical records show that St. Helena was heavily vegetated close to the water's edge, and its endemic plants were in great abundance. However, tree felling, September and further, and destruction by the introduced goats led to mass deforestation and massive vegetation. This in turn for total erosion is evident by the barren icy belt of the island today, or the pines. In fact, in fact, the interior of the island, the emerald, is lost in green, and much the past the fire to native vegetation. The central peak region is rich in endemic flora and fauna. Sadly, these endemics have to compete with the many, many invasive species now here. Some brought intentionally and some not. As a result, most of our endemic species are endangered, and some are on the point of extinction. Those working in conservation face a constant battle in trying to conserve these species. St. Helena has no real industry, and at present, no means of sustaining our own economy. It is felt that the future sustainability of the island hinges on improved action, and hence, we are now working towards the construction of our airport. Improved access to St. Helena will, it is hoped, improve tourism to ultimately sustain our own economy. Our natural environment, remnants of our historic built environment, the peacefulness, the low pollution level, a relatively low crime rate, and the charm and friendliness of our people all contribute to the uniqueness of St. Helena and our greatest efforts, together forming our tourist setup. An increase in visitor numbers will, of course, have an impact on our social environment. We need to get the balance right, allowing these people to experience the uniqueness of our island, but also ensuring that they protect it so others can continue to enjoy it well into the future. St. Helena is only 47 square miles. Land and other natural resources, including water, are finite. As the island develops, there will be more and more pressure for the use of these resources, and consequently, there will be more negative environmental impacts that will have to be managed, like increased waste, air, and water pollution. In the coming years, St. Helena will face many challenges. We will need to decide what is important to us in this year, and strike a balance between protecting our environment, but at the same time allowing St. Helena to develop in a way that will ensure a sustainable future for our children and their children to come.
Good evening. I'm Sid. That was Isabel Peters, our St. Helena Government Environmental Coordinator. And with some more messages that come in by email from Michel in France, says good musical phrase. Nicola in Italy, first lady, medium signal.